This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities. And no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
I mean, hell, I was going to do the Deontay Johnson thing. We have to put that off for me for one story here, because it was a three-plus hour rain delay last night for the Gardos. They did get the 2-1 win. Kyle Manzardo the Gardo with a big home run. But this did not bother Stephen Vogt, Guardians manager, at all.
I laid down on the couch for a while. I talked to the family. I don't know. You just pass time. It's just part of it. And the beauty is you have nowhere else to be. There's nowhere else we need to be in. So we're going to play a game regardless. So there's time really doesn't matter for us.
So Nard from down the hall waited all 3 hours. Anthony Alant waited all 3 hours. I don't believe that 26 out of 26 guys in that locker room felt the same way as Voter did. I guarantee you there were at least six guys like, I could be home with my girlfriend right now, or I could be out of the club right now. But how long would you wait before you just give up and go home in a rain delay?
Now you have me thinking, though, what club are they hitting up on a Wednesday in Cleveland?
Whichever
one they want. Okay. I had a buddy of mine that he went to the game, and then he had to leave because you get like a babysitter and everything. He's got young kids, right? You gotta get out of there. And so I thought about that in a different light. I used to stay the same way that Anthony and Nard would. I don't think I could anymore. I'd have a babysitter. I'd have someone watching Charlotte, or maybe I'm with Charlotte, and so then I have to go home. So like an hour, maybe hour and a half.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Like
an actual rain delay, I can stick through.
Where you don't know it's going to end. You have no idea when it's going to end.
But a dry rain delay? When did it actually... Was it 2 hours before it actually started raining last night? You could have gotten... Hypothetically, you could have gotten the game in the time of the rain delay. It wasn't until they started taking the tarp off the field where the rain actually started to come down in Cleveland. I think that's where I think the dry rain delay is worse than an actual rain delay.
Well, it just feels like a forever pregame.
And listen, Dick Goddard's not around anymore. All right? So we're trusting all these new age weather people in town, and they didn't know diddly squat last night.
Calling out the local weather people?
I'll say it right now.
You saying it with your chest?
Say it with your chest.
Say it with conviction.
Omaha! As opposed to everything else we say.
Steelers have a new report. Jerry Dulac is suggesting that not only were the Steelers never going to take Shedeur Sanders at pick number 21, Dulac explains that they were never going to take any quarterback, and that includes Jackson Dart as well, who they did have a first-round grade on. But the report there is it was not just Shedeur. Shedeur, Dart, Chuck, any of these guys, they wanted no part of taking a quarterback in the first round.
So they're just really content where they are, is all I'm understanding.
I think this is about Aaron Rodgers.
So
that's
Aaron
how I continue
would be
to read
upset
it.
If they took...
That's the read. What do you mean, right? Well, first off, I can't explain why Aaron Rodgers would feel anything.
But or
I would,
not
I,
feel
I would think Kirk Cousins taught us a lesson or two about that right there, where it's like if they're going to take a quarterback in the first round, you have a chance to lose your job. Ergo, you'd be mad about that.
I just think you got to take... I think taking Will Howard in the sixth round and having Mason Rudolph's dented forehead and Aaron, like, I tend to think Aaron Rodgers going there is going to be really good for them. I think they can win a playoff game with Aaron Rodgers. I think people are conflating their personal feelings with Aaron, with their football feelings about Aaron. He was really good late. And that was after his OC got fired. There was a lot of good there on tape from Aaron. I think he's getting back to who he was. That said, you're putting all your baskets, all your eggs into the Aaron Rodgers basket. If it spoils, it's gonna put the whole season in jeopardy. Unnecessarily so.
And it might be the move that actually gets Tomlin fired.
No, I think he's Teflon.
It might be the one. That ends the way that it would end. It might be the one.
Our reaction to the Browns signing of Diontae Johnson was picked up by Awful Announcing. It went relatively viral, 150,000 hits in the video, no bigs. Ken Wyman of The Fan in Baltimore joined the Modern Boys on Around the North this morning and gave his commentary on Diontae Johnson.
Dude, he's fun. He's a guy that, and I saw it firsthand after games, they beat the Bengals in that comeback win where the defense stunk on a Thursday night, and he's apoplectic in the locker room after the game because he didn't get enough catches, and I'm watching Lamar Jackson try to calm him down. That guy, his priorities are all screwed up, and as you saw, that the Ravens got rid of him, and then he went to Houston, and they got rid of him, and I think the Ravens picked him back up at the end of the year just so a playoff team couldn't and kind of stick it to Diontae Johnson so that he wouldn't have an opportunity to play in the playoffs. I do not think he'll be on your roster.
Inspiring stuff from Ken Wyman.
Yeah.
Have you cooled down on your dislike of the Johnson signing?
No, it's only actually been amped up. And then they had Donnie Football on in that segment in Pittsburgh, and he was talking about how Diontae Johnson fought at one point Mitch Trubisky in the locker room. And just like, okay.
But he's not stepping to Joe Flacco. We know that. Well, Joe Flacco is a statue. Who's he going to fight? It's Dylan Gabriel, isn't he?
The man's unhinged.
Target the weak one, the shortest one.
The man's unhinged. Well, you get the more headlines if you target Shador.
Okay, so like the Steelers, that's fair. The Steelers signed Robert Woods to a one-year, $2 million deal. Now, I don't know if Robert has anything left. I'm much more willing to be like, okay, veteran in a young room, maybe you can eke out a little bit more production. Diontae Johnson is, I don't even want him in camp. I think that's where people, yeah. Oh, well, he just won't be on the roster. Yeah, I don't want him I don't want him around young players. I don't want
and it's
poison
like, of course the training camp. Of course the training camp invite looked good. Or it's not the training camp. The workout that they did looked good because he still can play some football.
The problem is not the football. The problem is very much seems to be the person.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country. And the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
And here's the thing. When Pittsburgh and Baltimore and Houston, when D'Amico Ryans, we're talking about three really great head coaches, say, no for me. Why aren't you listening?
Now, you talked about relatively viral and the 150,000 views. And honestly, when you look back at it, we were both impassioned by it. And it was really good in the moment to be like, no. Because sometimes people take a little second or two to come to those conclusions. I think we would have a million, 500,000 views, though. I think we would have been 10x if we had been like, Diontae Johnson, fantastic. Come on down.
This is
a great move by the Browns.
I actually think if we...
Because it would have been so Looney Tunes.
Yeah, I think if one of us had done it. If it was like a Diontae Donnybrook, I think we could have done some numbers.
No, because then they would have just thought one of us was Looney Tunes. If both people in the room are just full, unabashed, crazy, that's the way you get people.
We'll never know.
Omaha! Missed opportunity, some would say.
Mm.
But we can't do it. We have
Not
to say
so
it with our chest.
Announcing,
we have
I guess.
To say it with our chest when it comes to Diontae Johnson, and we wouldn't do it any other way. Okay. Zach Lowe. He's on the Ringer now, and he talked about Luka.
So men talk. Say what you talk. I'm a real man. I go to 7K football.
Are you a dog all of a sudden?
I've said before, like, I wouldn't have done the trade. Almost no one in the NBA would have done this specific trade. You can find corners of smart NBA people, team people, who would tell you the idea of getting out ahead of this and trading Luka is not a crazy idea. The idea of doing it without shopping him to get 9 first-round draft picks and swaps and doing this specific trade is where the logic falls apart. I still think it's a crazy trade, but I'm just tired of, like, I'm going to be embarrassed until our backs are against the wall, and then I'm going to show you that, yeah, I can put up a little bit of a fight. How about you put up a f***ing fight in, like, game one of the second round, and now you're down 3-1, and you're probably going home.
Tough talking Zach Lowe there. He cursed, so you know he means it. I do think there's an interesting argument to be had when it
Set
comes
him with his chest.
Yeah, when it relates to Luka, I do think there's an interesting argument to be had there. He has 2 dunks in the previous couple years. Like he's losing his vertical in many ways. He is not playing any defense at all. I like Luka. I think a lot of people like Luka. But you watch in this postseason with the Lakers, he's playing zero defense, has zero guess. LeBron at the end of that game the other night was running circles around Luka. LeBron's 40 years old.
I think Luka's going to be just fine. I think the Mavs are going to be absolute a toilet for the next 3 years. I still think it was the dumbest thing ever. And listen, Zach is right. It was maybe it wasn't the dumbest thing to think about trading him, because you always have to think about, all right, where are we going? What are we doing? How close are we to winning a championship? All that. But to conveniently, a year after being in the NBA Finals, whether you think that was a fluke or not, to then just give up on this thing, and it is exponentially dumber in a degree that is impossible to say, to just single-handedly deliver him to L.A. Because you could have gotten...
Well, you should have opened up to everyone else is what should have happened.
35-year-old Kevin Durant got like 5 first-round picks, Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson a couple years ago.
That's the part I'll never be able to explain from that trade.
It's just the whole thing. I hope Luka comes back svelte next year and just wrecks the league. Because this narrative about, guys, it's not a well-built team. They built the team for LeBron and AD and then traded the guy to build the team around.
Conditioning was part of the reason why Nico Harrison had claimed that he wanted to get rid of him. And remember the Windhorst viral Game 3 moment in the NBA Finals after last year, where he was talking about how Luka just flat out didn't play defense. And then you watch this season. And listen, I think some of the blame goes to J.J. Redick. You didn't rest a single player for the final half of that game. That never happens. What'd you think was going to happen?
J.J.'s just smarter than us.
But Luka doesn't have the conditioning. They're not wrong.
Shiloh Sanders was on a live Twitch stream after the draft talking about Travis Hunter's draft desires, and let this one slip.
I'm not even going to lie, when he said Travis Hunter, I was so happy for Travis, because secretly he really wanted to go there. So I was just glad to see him actually, you know, get what he wanted and go to the team and in the place he wanted to go. So that was really cool to see that.
One, it's wild that anybody in the NFL actually wants to go to Jacksonville. Two, did this factor into the Browns trade down decision?
I don't think so. Not in the slightest bit. Browns, I don't get the feeling they've ever catered to anyone's demands that way and would be like, oh, yeah, sure. You don't want us. We're not going to do that then. I just don't get that vibe. Haven't for years with them.
I definitely don't think that Travis went to them and said, please, I'd like to be, can you trade this pick to Jacksonville at 5? I don't think they'd do that. But do I think if they were really, really into the whole Ohtani of it all, and they were it. Do I think it could have played some factor in the conversation? Yeah, I do. No, I don't think it's a reason.
I mean,
isn't it
just a simple? I don't even think this is like a Trevor Lawrence thing. I think the kid's born in Florida. He wanted to play for one of the Florida teams. Isn't that like? Isn't it as simple as that?
Yeah, but there's 2 other much better, more interesting.
He's born in
teams.
West Palm Beach. Like I wouldn't blame him. I wouldn't turn around and look at it.
A kid from West Palm is never going to want to go to Jacksonville. I mean, no disrespect to Jacksonville. I don't think it's like that Jacksonville,
deep,
guys.
I just don't think it's that deep of a look, right? Like, it's like, oh, local kid wants to go to the local sports team. It's not that much of a...
4 hours up the road. I wouldn't call that
the
local.
It's state. I mean, it's still, it's you're in the state.
I think Tampa and Orlando are about as local as Jacksonville is to Miami. I like to say Miami like that because I'm very hip, and I say it with my chest.
Well, and you do apparently know very well Florida navigational skills. So.
I've driven from base to tip many a times there. Al Pawlowski,
easy now.
The man, the myth, the legend, he's going to join us next. We'll get into Tanner Bibee being on a list we don't want him to be on, and the rain delay from heck in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.